go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Hey, what's up, FDs? It's just Pillows and Beer, a very special episode. I am joined by my great, great, great friend, Sarah Gretzky. Co-host of Causing a Scene with Sarah and Natalie, and as always, our wonderful producer, Nick. And Sarah, you just said it's been how long since you've been on?
I mean, I was pregnant with Cicely, and she's two, so I don't know. Somebody do the
math. Gosh, yes, you are a return, a repeat. Well, you're a co-host.
Austin, oh my God.
We are co-hosting Pillows and Beer together, so thank you.
I am so excited. Thank you for having me. This is going to be fun.
I know. So the last time we got to see each other in person was probably Miami.
No, you were just here. Wait, when was that? A month ago? We all went out to dinner, remember?
Yes, that was really. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But yes, I did see you in Miami when I was also pregnant again.
Yes. So you live in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where were you born?
I'm a Texas gal. I will always claim Texas. Like,
I love that. I'm a fan of Texas. So it's Paige, actually.
Would love. I have a great idea. Forget the move to Charleston, move to New York. Why don't we all just go to Texas?
And build like a compound.
Okay, relax.
Well, no, you don't want to live like on the same ranch as us.
I would love to live down the street from Paige. I would love nothing more than to live next door to Paige. Like the two of us, not to go on a tangent. I know this is your podcast, but.
Oh, no, it's yours today.
No, she and I, me and her, this. It's,
she said recently it's gotten to a whole new level.
It's
sisters. And she's like, no, Craig, but like we are a whole new level. And I was like, well, I love that. I love
Sarah. Yeah, no, it got serious. I think that we are serious now. Like I think we've gone there and I absolutely love her. So yeah.
I love all of us. I want to hear, and obviously you know me, I'm very ADD and Angel Brown. But I want to hear, recently, Sarah got to go to her first watch. What happens experience. And for a lot of our besties, they want to know what Watch What Happens is like. So I want to hear about it.
Okay. So I didn't even know what to expect. So I had been to one when Andy did them in LA. Remember when he did like the pop-up when he had his baby? So I went to that, but like it was great, but it wasn't the great experience. Like it wasn't the real one, you know, like the New York clubhouse.
Like you got to see Andy, but you weren't in the clubhouse.
This was so cool. It was so fun. Like there's an open bar. People were getting lit up. Like I was just soaking it all in. I loved the green rooms. I loved the backstage. I love how intimate it is inside. I think you can like hear me cackling. Like not very many people.
I think I heard you at one point, which is funny. Now that you say that, I did hear something. So Sarah went with our bestie Paulina, and Paulina got to be the bartender, which the plan was always to be on an episode where Austin and I were there, but the window opened and
she did it. She went and she did it, and I was proud. And so I got to be like in studio watching her, and I was amazed. Let me just give Bravo credit where credit's due, and Andy. I was amazed at how like seamless it is. I mean, they are turning these out. It is like Lucy and Ethel. No, actually not like Lucy and Ethel. They didn't do the chocolate thing very well. It is like a very well-oiled machine. I was amazed. I mean, we were in and out. It was fun. It was exciting. It was lively. You know, I feel like the people who work there really enjoy their job.
They do, and they make you feel so special. Like, did Andy come by before, like, and say hi in the green room?
He did. And I just wanted to, like, cuddle and snuggle up in his cute little arms. Like, he just is so lovable, and he was so nice and chatty, and he really involved Paulina, like, a lot in the episode, I thought.
I did, too. And when Paulina texted me, because one of my favorite parts, honestly, is before the show. And so Andy comes in and like says hi. And it's funny because when I have people with me, they always are a little like speechless at first. Because, you know, Andy just comes in and he's like, hey, what's up, Craig? Like, or hey, Paulina.
Yeah.
And he's just, people ask me all the time. They're like, is Andy as cool as we want him? Like, we hope he is. And I'm like, yes, he just is.
It was just fun to see, like, I got really lucky with my episode. We had Jax and Taylor Ann Green. And so it was, it's quite a sight. I'll be honest with you. It was something to see.
Yeah, that is a wild couple to be on, or wild or to be on. Jax is like reemerging because he's been gone.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And this is a bigger, I guess Taylor is more of a role this year than she had ever, which is just funny because Paulina is like a sister to us. So she,
not me in the audience sitting next to Taylor's new boyfriend, I think. Like we were seated next to each other and she made a comment about Paige and I'm like, hold me back, but I'm in the audience. And then Paulina and I lock eyes and I'm like, get her. And Paulina was like, kindly, no. And I was like, okay, there we go. I mean, it was fun in games, but I could tell in that moment Paulina was not going to let that slide.
No, and, you know, which is, you know, it's to each their own, you know, she can say whatever, but Paulina's obviously going to have a response. And, you know, not too many people have to look over their shoulder when they're on Watch What Happens. It's the bartender, but I was like, oh, shit, Paulina's going to kill you.
Like, no, like, I mean, afterwards like they chatted and we were all like laughing, but in that moment, like, Paulina's really close with Paige and like really close with you, so I was like, oh god, I was like starting to sweat. I'm like, oh shit.
But when Paulina texted me and she was like, because I was just like, I wanted to be there and like guide, you know, the whole thing, and she was like, it was so much more than I had hoped. Like, Andy was awesome. Like, I got to participate. Like, I was happy because when I read that message, I was like, so you got the full Watch What Happens experience, because it really, like, it's got to be my favorite part of doing the show. No. It's having that, like, outlet.
Craig, it's literally my dream. to bartend. One day when I make a name for myself to be on, like, it looks like so much fun. I just watched your episode with New York and I was crying. Like, how did you sit through that? She's amazing.
Yeah, I guess it takes, like, you know, some things are just come naturally to me. Like, I receive that energy really well. And, like, I feel like I cultivated in a way where, like, she was not nervous to be herself next to me at all. And, like, I'm laughing the whole time, yeah. But I'm not laughing at anyone. I'm laughing with, like, pure joy.
It was a perfect duo. Like, you guys were a perfect duo. Do you drink before?
So my drinking journey through the last decade and TV has been wild. And so I'll take you through it a little bit because Shep did just text me a couple weeks ago when he was going on and was like, how wild is it that we used to go to dinner beforehand, show up at like 9:30, drink more, like we would drink at dinner, then drink more, and then go on live TV. Like there was only a 5-second delay and drink more on there. Like we were playing with fire. We were a lot closer to like fire than I thought back then. You know, obviously it's still live. It's just a little more like tempered. And so So I used to drink like Red Bull vodkas before and then go on. Then I stopped drinking liquor, and so it was just like I would pound rosé and go on, or have like a rosé and a beer.
Okay.
Then it got to the point where I was like, I started to have a lot to lose, and I was like, you don't want to say something that isn't you. Like, you don't want to, like, and you never do. Like, it's a fun show to be a part of. But
it looks fun, but I could see how you get caught up in it. Cause even we were nothing, nobodies. And it was like, do you want champagne? Do you want shots? Like, we were having a blast. Why not? So I could imagine if you're going on and you're going to be, I don't know, with someone you don't know or someone you don't like or someone you do like, I could see it being like, let's
nervous. Like, as I still get, you know, strong butterflies before, like a half hour before. And so I used to drink to, like, you know, suppress that. And then so two or three times ago, I started to be like, I'm not going to start drinking till I get on stage. And then even then, like, during commercial breaks, because then you're a perfect buzz. But when I showed up with New York, Tiffany, she called me out. She's like, are you sipping? She's like, you better be sipping with me. And I was like, I'll sip with you. And so I like started before, but you really do have to, you have to watch yourself because, like, as you know now, you it's a slippery slope. Like, you could easily be it could hit you
easily. And I feel like that's a genius, even for the audience sake. I'm like, let's get these people liquored up. Like, let's start a riot. Like, it was fun because even like when Taylor or when Jax, when someone would say something, like, people had a reaction because I'm like, they've been at the open bar and I love that for them. And so it's a great concept, but it makes for great TV when you guys would get a little too
And the key with Watch What Happens is you gotta, like, if you want to be a good Watch What Happens guest, you can't overthink it. Like, you're not
totally
your show, you're not in like interviews. Like, this is your chance to just be you and like, don't dodge questions. Like, the quickest way to, I mean, I don't think they care that much, but like, if just participate, like if they ask you a question, of course it's going to be shady, but like, you got it.
Yeah, you have to.
And if not, then it's just boring.
Yeah, it is boring. I've seen off the top of my head, I can think of some that I'm like, what? Like, what are we doing here? You have no clue why you're here.
But we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with Sarah Gretzky causing a scene.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Without Shopify, I would not be where I am today with Sewing Down South. I mean, we might not even have a company anymore, let alone a giant flagship store on the busiest shopping street in downtown Charleston. Shopify has been with me since day one through all of our e-commerce online, and then we brought it into our store to help us process payments. It makes collecting payments just, I mean, you don't even think about it. You know, we don't take cash in our store, which I know is crazy. This day and age, the fact that you can't walk into a store and buy something with cash anymore is nuts, but that's another talk. But for us, we only accept electronic payments, and Shopify allows us to do that seamlessly. Their card readers are the best we've ever used. We actually bring it to BravoCon and to all of our pop-up shops with us. Shopify is with me in Sewing Down South every day of my life. I can access all of my data in real time, all of my consumer data and how consumers are behaving on our website or in the store, all from Shopify's easy-to-use app. So I think you should join me and Sewing Down South in using Shopify with your business. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Welcome back, besties, to this special episode of Pillows and Beer. I'm here with my co-host for this evening, Sarah Gretzky. She's got an amazing podcast called Golf. Team with Sarah Nettley. It was Net Chicks last time.
It was. We went through a little bit of a, we're just doing like, you know, a little bit of a little nip and tuck here and there. We did a little bit of a upgrade. Restructure, upgrade, if you will. People were, you know, we were testing the waters and the name was confusing. People were thinking we were a sports podcast because of like the whole net and maybe just our last names. And it wasn't. So we had a lot of angry customers once they found out we were not going to talk about.
I don't know. I thought it was a catchy name. I would never have thought sports, but I see how you're like, yeah, us neither. But
yeah, it's okay. Causing a scene, like we are. We are the speak of causing us. Is it Paige?
Yeah, it is. I wish my like road
she calls every record. Time we record.
Because let's see if it comes through. Can you see me? Yeah, but it's with Sarah.
Hi, my queen.
Hi. You old? I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can't help with?
There's a male Siri yelling at me from my computer. Well, we're just chatting, Gibson.
Also, I have some New York City reunion commercial break.
Stop, I'm missing it.
Oh my gosh. Sarah's podcasting with me.
Okay. We'll
text about it up.
Okay, love you guys. Oh my God, I love her so much.
I would not have thought Net Chicks was. So tell everyone what you're podcasting about.
We are just two, you know, we're honestly just the Craig and Austin female version speaking about all things TV, movies, on screen, what's streaming, what are you binging, what are you not binging. We just every week are talking about what people are watching. I just watched the Beckham documentary.
Clips. I haven't watched it. And Paige, obviously, has told me a little bit about it. But
I mean, here I am saying we are not a sports podcast. Let me just tell you that watching that with my husband, like, it made me question everything. Like, that might be the most beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, delicious man I've ever seen in my life.
Who, like, Brett David?
Yes, David.
Oh, David?
Oh, my God. I mean, Ty's like out here like, oh my God, like, can you believe when he did this deal in this trade? I'm like, no, Ty, I can't believe that this man is pushing 50 and he is just looking like he has he's completely stunning. I think so. I love him.
I always had a huge crush on Posh, on Victoria.
Yeah, the two of them together are unbelievable. It was a great watch.
The scene when he's like, no, tell everyone how you really went to school. And she was like, we were from a normal background. And he's like, hell that.
Yeah, they're funny. So I just watched that. And it's really, we talk about a lot of Bravo, but we're not a Bravo podcast because Natalie doesn't watch that much. But you know me, I watch any and all. And so occasionally, you know, we will do all things Bravo.
How do you feel about our season this year?
So I am enjoying it. I am concerned for Austin. And I like it. But like, I'm like scared. Why did I just get scared?
Are you too close to it?
Yeah, I love watching you and Paige. That I do love. I mean, I texted you that I think that you and Paige need your own like home renovation show. I think it's time, but that's okay. We can wait. But like, imagine it. You and Paige like out here doing it, furnishing homes, like doing what you did to your house, that pool. Amazing.
She's crafty too. And I can just hear now being like, I want that over there and like walking away and being like, how the fuck do you expect me to do that? And she's like,
no,
just figure it out.
Just do it, like figure it out. And we're gonna need a little bit, we're gonna need a little more black, sprinkled in. But I do like it. I think that I'm trying to remember last season. I can't remember what went down with you guys last season, but for some reason I'm feeling reinvigorated this season. I'm really liking what we're seeing. I mean, I know Austin hates that I say it, but I absolutely love Madison. I just think that I love her and I love watching her. And I just, I'm not going to lie. I feel really bad for Olivia. I'll just say it.
Yeah, she had a tough, it's fine. So we used to call Madison Scorpion on here because we wouldn't say her name. And now that we're all besties again, she came on our podcast. And, like, it was funny.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, Austin, she was on your podcast. Like, you guys are fine. But I really, from a viewer, let's say I don't know anything or anyone, like, I just enjoy watching her. I don't know if it's because I'm a mom, she's a mom, she has that aspect, like, she's a young mom, you know, single mom, but then she also likes to come in here and fuck shit up. I love that. And so,
she loves fucking shit up. And, like, now her and I have become this, like, dynamic duo, I guess, in squad.
Your Watch What Happens With Her was so fun. But here's what I'll say, and I can say it because he's not here. I don't know if I could say it to his face.
Sarah and Austin are very good. Like,
oh yes, yes.
And we've all traveled together.
Yes. I guess I should have. You two were on my husband's bachelor party. That's a whole nother story. Like maybe we talked about it the first time actually, but no, I do. I know Austin, so that's why I can say this. I just need him to find true love. I really want that for him. I really, like, I'm not even being funny anymore. Like, I dead serious. I, watching the scenes with his parents, like, I love his dynamic with his parents. I love when he's talking about family. Like, I just want him to find love.
Well, because know that he honestly wants it so bad. Like, we know that he's genuine when he's like, I just want to have, like, he doesn't like being the extra wheel on trips or anything.
I know. Well,
girlfriend.
He's sensitive.
He's very sensitive, but yeah.
I said that like with a question mark because I needed you to like just reaffirm.
Well, no, but I mean, it's funny because I had Southern Charm interviews today, like why my face is all shiny, and then I had a weird experience at a tanning salon. for another time. But I just had interviews about him. And you know, when you do, you know, when you're filming your show, you have to talk intimately, like, about these people that are close to you. And what's great about Southern Charm, and I'm not saying other shows don't have it, but like, the boys are really close. And like, this has been interesting because, you know, we filmed, you know, months ago. And then the boys got over whatever, you know, they worked through it on the show. But now, like, it's all back on the air. And I asked them on the podcast, I said, you know, how are you going to handle things? Of course, like, other days, Shep shows up at my house. He's like, I wouldn't piss on Austin if he was on fire. And I was like, oh, God. And then Austin's called me and he's like, man, screw Shep. He's just an unhappy piece of shit. And I was like, guys, can we all just calm down? But they love each other. But we do have to like analyze each other, and we, and it's such a sick joke to play on us because we think each other, you know, me, Shep, and Austin think the other ones are just wrong and crazy. And,
of course.
And we get to go on in a confessional and be like, so this is what's wrong with Austin. But he go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, I don't even think, you know, what went down was confusing. I'll say that it was a little confusing, but like, I think it's just because he just wants love. Like he just wants to be loved. Like, don't we all? I mean, there's
right.
Hello, Nick, you want love. I want love.
Right.
You
want... actually, we'll probably answer some questions that he writes are from other people later on.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's okay. Funny. But I think that because, yeah, you know him so well, like, you know, I say that in the most endearing way, and I think you do too, but that's got to be hard. I mean, it's got to be hard because you are so in love, you know, and he probably wants that for himself. But,
and you know why I can see him? He's in a great place. Not that he was ever against me or fighting happiness, but he just did the nicest interview. I just read it. I don't think he knows I read it, but he did the nicest interview about me and Paige and just being like, like, it was so beautiful.
Oh.
Like, he just wants, you know, to find his person. And it'll, you know, it's going to happen. We live weird lives. And it's...
And he's putting out what he wants. So that's... And it's always fun to hear... Or not fun, but it's always nice and reassuring to hear your best friend. Of course, they have nothing but nice things to say, but to mean it, you know what I mean? So for you to read that, and probably for him to speak it out loud, he's probably like, you know, that shows growth.
He went on the defense for us and was like, you know, it works for them. And why is anyone in the world going to question what like works for them? And he's like, honestly, I think that that's what I'm going to start doing. He's like, I want a long distance relationship.
Good for him. Good for him. It, because you're in it, in the thick of it, I love playing this game. It's my favorite game in the world. He actually got mad at me because he's like, you posted and you tagged Madison's brother. I said, I tagged her for Bryn. We were, you know, housewife Bryn.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
We just wanted to know if she had, if
I love that Madison. His grandma's.
Oh, he was mad. Oh, he was mad. Well, okay. Let's back it up. Let's back it up. And he's not here to defend himself, so it's not right, but I'm going to do it. He was mad because I said Dax Shepard would play him in a movie.
I thought and that was a compliment.
What's wrong with
and
that?
Matthew. Okay, because, no, you guys, it goes deeper. Because I said Matthew McConaughey would play Craig. He wanted Matthew. He said, I read his book 6 times, Craig. I said, but Dax is so fun and goofy and lovable. Like, why are you mad about that? And then he's like, oh, you're such a hater. You tag Madison, blah, blah, blah. But...
it spiraled.
But what I'm saying is, who, like, because you're in it, like, you obviously need someone. I think, like, I don't know, do you think like a normie is what he needs, or do you think he needs someone who's in this, maybe not this industry, but you know
for me it didn't work. Like, for me, I think I always secretly knew too, like, dating someone in the same industry as me, whether I was a lawyer and I was dating another lawyer, or now in TV, dating someone in TV, that connection, like work connection, is something that I didn't realize was very important to me, because I dive so hard into my work that is, if you have something in common with me, like if it's not work, there's not a lot left of me, if that makes sense.
You're different though than Austin in that regard, I think.
Like, yeah, well, so explain. Yeah, you tell.
I would think I picture him with like a middle school like teacher. I don't know why. That's what I picture.
I didn't know where you were going. You're like middle school. I'm like, whoa.
No. Like, I just picture him with like a grade school teacher for some reason. Just like
you picture him with like a hometown hero, like girl next door, just doing the damn thing.
Yep. And I don't know why teaching, but that's what I think.
Well, because it'll pull him away from. Because there is a huge magnet at the other side of, like, you know, hate the word fame, like at the other side of fame is a magnet that draws you through like some crazy shit. Like, you can chase that and you're never going to find the happiness that he wants if he doesn't have like an equal opposite force pulling him towards being
the other
like
way.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Very insightful from both of you.
Because
okay.
I get like, because also dating in the same industry can end disastrous.
Like, yeah. Because here's the thing, like you're lucky because you have a Scorpio. So like, that's as good as it gets. I'm a Scorpio. So she knows what she's doing. But Nick's a Scorpio.
Last day, November 21st.
Ooh, you got real lucky. Oh, so you're like borderline. Ooh, what a good time. But you know, you got lucky because I think it could be ugly. You know, if there's two in the same industry and they're both fighting for that limelight or they're both going head to head for that, it could get ugly.
Oh, and if like one is photographed, you know, at a place that you haven't. Yeah, I mean, it takes one photograph to make you doubt everything. And I was walking down King Street yesterday because I did an event at the store, and there was it was like Halloween in Charleston or whatever. But I was like, what if someone came up to me and was like whispering in my ear because it was like loud, mm-hmm. and I like bent down to hear the person, and there was like a picture of that. And I was like, I've not seen, H would understand, but if you were dating someone that wasn't in the industry, why were they that close to you? And why do you have to talk to a random girl? And
completely agree. And I think that speaks to your relationship. And it also speaks to Paige. Like, she's very secure. Like, we've had many, like, she is a very secure in her life, in her relationship. So that's like a her thing. And so it would take someone like you're saying. Yeah. It takes someone like that for him because.
When if not, like I don't know. We'll see. But I think he's getting closer and he is. He's just in a good place. And he's been.
I love that.
Therapy for a long time. And
I wish he was here.
Going to be a character arch. So I know. I wish he was here too. But he's not. And that's why.
And
Sarah.
And that's why I'm here. Mentioning all.
Well, speaking of families, I did have something that I texted you earlier that I wanted to ask you. We randomly were talking about grocery shopping the other day and how like, it's one of my favorite places is being in the grocery store. And I've just started to go back. I use Instacart a lot. But what I don't like go to the grocery store stoned, but like I act like I am when I'm there. Like I take my time. I look at everything. I'm like real creative. I'm not in and out. But what is it like grocery shopping with a child? Or a baby.
Oh my God.
Does it take away that joyous, blissful?
Yeah. Well, actually, what I'll say is I used to be like you. I loved the grocery store. I'm like, get your phones.
Yeah.
Podcast, here we go. Like, let's live it up. Like, how many samples can I get? Let me look at 19 different milk options. I know which one I'm getting, but let's just look.
Yeah, but it's
so
fun.
It's fun. And I had all the time in the world.
Right.
Now, no, I dread it. It stresses me out. Half the time I do Whole Foods order online through Amazon. But something that Ty really enjoys doing is taking Sicily to the grocery store. Like, he actually enjoys it. They will go. He's like, oh, she had a banana. She had a pouch. She had a cookie. She had a muffin. So as long as you're ready for your child to constantly be eating the whole time, it's doable. But by no means is it enjoyable.
No, okay. So I feel like a little kid in the store, and I wasn't allowed. I mean, I had a great childhood, but my mom was a school teacher. We were on a budget, like a grocery store budget. And so I would try to grab things, and like I was very disciplined. And like, I think there's a my problem now that I can technically, like, because I have it in my, like, I can buy whatever I want in the grocery store, which leads me. I think, like, I'm trying to say that now I buy a lot of stuff I don't need because I wasn't.
That you don't need.
Yeah.
You're making up for it now. It's kind of like why I buy Gushers. My mom never let me have Gushers. Now when I go to the grocery store, I throw them and the people are like, are you okay?
I always wanted like a quarter for the candy and I would never get a quarter. And like, but it was great. It was great. I'm just saying now.
Yes. You make up for it.
So does your kids, do they like. It's an interactive experience when they're like, there's a muffin that I'm going to eat now. And there's an apple.
That's a Ty thing. That's because Ty is, I don't know if it's all dads. So please let me know. But Ty is like, oh, yeah, I got her this.
I got her this. Saying no to my daughter.
Yeah. And so, and neither does Ty. So he doesn't say no. And I'm the one who's like, Sicily, we're going to eat dinner. She's like, you know, I'm not mom. But occasionally it's like, you know what? I got to make dinner tonight. So here's Pirate's booty. Live your life. But
yeah. Well, then he,
it's just, oh, I know. Thank you.
Wasn't it from Seven, or not from, but wasn't it the girlfriend's name on Seventh Heaven?
I don't know.
Wait, I think.
Was it that, or was it Cecily? Or Cecilia? I don't know.
I think it was Ashley Simpson's name on, it was.
Ashley Simpson, what a time.
Wait, Cecilia was her
Cecilia.
Name.
Okay, so I feel like Cecilia is one of the housewives in Salt Lake City. That's her dog's name, Cecilia.
Oh, what a dog's name.
I know.
That's why Paige says, I get to name all the animals, and she's going to name the children.
I know. I saw something you guys posted, and it was like, who had say? Like, Ty had zero say. I named both of our children. Like, please. If it would have been a boy, I probably would have been like, I don't know any boys' names. Help. We would have done something probably more familial, but for the girls, I'm like, please.
That's
please.
Yeah. Paige said the same thing. And then this person, the question was, he was like, speaking from the male's point of view, he was like, my family, the dad named the boys and the mom named the girls. And he's like, but my wife wants us both to have input no matter what the sex is. And he goes, but what all that means is that she's going to pick.
Yeah, basically. Pretty much.
What's another random activity, like daily activity that, and I can't wait to have kids, and I want to have a bunch of kids. So like, I love this, but I was just laughing today because I'm kind of a big kid that just, oh, that was my point earlier. I'm basically just a child now that has disposable income. And so I buy a bunch of kid-like stuff. What's a random activity that you miss or fantasize about doing, like three kids, that I just would not like shout?
You're catching me on a bad day because I got two sick kids going on 7 days now. So like, I'm ready to run. I know. Listen, I am someone who, I always wanted to be a mom. This is all I ever wanted. I knew it was going to be, you know, life change. I was ready for it. We tried very hard for Sicily. It took a while. So when I finally got my babies, I was like, let's do it. Let's go. I'm ready. You're never ready. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It was a total life change. But that being said, there's not so much like day-to-day things that I miss, but I will say, so my co-host Natalie, she's engaged. She doesn't have kids. When I talk to her, I'm reminded how much I not miss, but I'm like, you know, we'll podcast. She's like, oh, sorry, I just woke up. I'm like, it's 10 a.m. She's like, oh, hold on. Like, I just got to grab coffee. And like, I was a night owl before I had kids. And then somewhere in between, I became like a morning person. Not that I would get up early, but I just love my mornings. Like, I would wake up, I would make my coffee, I'd get back in bed, then I'd turn on Bravo and I'd watch Bravo for hours, and I would just go to the gym, and I miss the luxury of leisure
and like zero structure.
Yeah, just like, I love structure and I love a plan, I just miss the ability to like wake up and mosey on downstairs. When you have a kid, it's literally me kicking the shit out of Ty, being like, get the fuck up, she's screaming.
Gotcha. So leisure is a good word.
Just like, you know, or like someone being like, hey, you want to go to dinner tonight? Sure, why not? It's like, well, oh my God. Like when you guys came in town, Paulina's like, Monday. Okay, they're coming Friday. We're going to dinner Friday night from this time. So it's like, you just have to plan
that was
more.
Awesome. So I can't believe I just blanked earlier when it started. But that was awesome because that plan, like Paige and I still live like kind of willy-nilly. Especially like when we come down wherever, or like a trip, you're like, are we actually going to do this or not? And I talked to Paulina and she's like, Sarah and I are so excited. They have a sitter. They have everything. Yeah. Like, we are going down there. And then remember that broke up.
Yeah.
And I threw the biggest fucking fit.
Because I heard.
Guys. So, okay. That was the important part of the story. You guys had planned this day. Like, you had a babysitter you had, and so when she was like, I can't, I have to film, that's when I like just drop the luggage in the hallway. And I was like, no, like this isn't happening. And then I left and she thought I went to the airport, but I went to Dave and Buster's and played arcade games by myself for like an hour to calm down.
Oh,
I wasn't going to leave. And yeah. I just was going to sit. I thought she thought I was sitting in the lobby of our apartment. And I just started to laugh at myself when I was in the arcade as to how not big of a deal it was. And so then I went back and she was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, what? And she's like, I thought you went to the airport. And I was like, no, I went to Dave and Buster's. I was like, you were okay with me leaving? And she's like, I didn't care. I'd see you tomorrow. And I was like, I'm so much more sensitive than her.
That's really funny. Dave and Buster's, who knew they had them in the city?
Yeah, there's one right in the middle of Times Square, which is absurd that I walked in there. But I just like one of our fans or like besties would have seen me there and been like, "What? Why are you at the Times Square Dave and Buster's at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday?"
Oh, you're like, it's rock bottom-ish. But no, I was so glad you guys were able to make it. And that was so much fun. And that makes it all the more fun, right? So like, I enjoy watching, you know, your show in Summer House and Vanderpump because I can't live like that anymore, right? Like when you guys go out and have these fun trips, it's like, I can do that every once in a while. But to watch it on end, I'm like, oh my God, the times when I used to just be with all my friends. And so I think that's why I love watching it because it takes me back to those.
Yeah, I guess I actually ran into Amanda the other night because, you know, DJ Kyle Cook, which is wild. We have two DJs in the universe now. Oh. And I was like, hey, the best part about Winter House was that we like got to live together for 3 weeks. Like that was crazy, 18 days. And so I was like, so one day we just have to do our own version where like we rent a house for like 2 weeks and just all live together. I didn't realize that if we had kids. Well, no, you could still bring your kids, but it would be different.
But it's not the same. It's not the same, right? Like, because I mean, last year, like we brought Cicely and it's like, okay, like it was fine and it was fun. And I have a picture, it actually popped up. It was like a year ago yesterday. It's like you sitting outside with Cicely eating dinner. And like, that's fun and all, but like nobody wants to be around other people's kids, right? When you're trying to have a good time or when you're trying to like be fun, right? So,
Okay. So what is the like the flip side of that? Like what just makes your heart like melt? Like is Halloween like
more fun? God. What makes my heart melt? Yeah, she loves Halloween. Like she's my girl. September 1st, she's like, let's go, mom. It's fall. It's Christmas. Like, let's do the damn thing. But what makes my heart melt is the 5-month-old everything, because everything they do is just delicious and cuddly and cute. But with Cicely, now that she's two, it's like every morning she'll bring my coffee up to my bed. Like she takes, I can see her down the hall. I can see her take it from Ty and walk it over to me. And she says, mommy coffee. And so seeing little, not even like routine, but just like little memories for her, or like we'll be out and she'll see a blue Gatorade and she's always like, daddy drink. Cause Ty's always drinking Gatorades. And so those little things where you're like, you do know me, like you do know, you know, those are when it,
I'm not just some random adult that's being you.
Exactly. Exactly. And really, I mean, it's twos are hard, but it's such a fun, I mean, Ty really thrives at this age because, you know, he takes her outside and they play soccer, or he takes her around in the golf cart, or he takes her to the park. You know, they're very, two is fun. Two is very fun.
Yeah, speaking of the holidays, are you ready for?
I can't wait.
What's your holiday process? Because like I'm like, you know, I'm always ready for Christmas, but I'm waiting till Halloween. It used to be Thanksgiving. Halloween now, like November 1st for me, they already put Christmas lights on my house, which I was a little weirded out by.
Okay, that's a little weird.
But yeah,
but I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
On, like no one knows they're up there.
Oh, okay. Oh, then that's not weird. That's fine. Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah. No. They're not like.
I thought you meant like you had like flashing red lights already.
No. And I live in a community where everyone decorated for Halloween, which was really cool.
So do we.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. So I think it's going to be a big Christmas year. I think like the community is going to go all out, and I think November 1st, I'm going to start turning my lights on. Or is that too early?
No, 100%. I'm one of those people. Like, I don't care if it makes me basic or whatever. Like, it's my, talk about childhood. Like, that is my childhood. My mom was someone who decorated for every holiday, 4th of July, Easter, Valentine's Day. My mom did it all. And so, you know, she would go from Halloween decorations to her still pumpkins, but a little bit more autumnal Thanksgiving vibes. And then the day after Thanksgiving, it was like, boom, Thanksgiving's over. We're putting up the Christmas tree. We're all about that life. And I love it. And my daughter now loves Christmas. She's been asking for Santa. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? No, no. You want Santa? He's, oh yeah, it's happening. It goes from, she's like really into like skeletons and ghosts. I'm like, okay, you did not get that from me. And pumpkins. And as soon as I put all those away, I already have her. Oh my God. I've got the elf. I've got the reindeer. I've got the, oh, I get her nutcrackers. That's my little tradition. Every year I get her a nutcracker.
We can send you the, do you have our nutcracker pillow?
No. I have a bunch, but I don't have that one.
Yeah. Well,
you always take care of me. Jack, the best.
Yeah. Jack's, shout out to Jack. Sarah, if you have time to answer some questions, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll answer a couple questions.
I'm in.
You know, that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere, online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Without Shopify, I would not be where I am today with Sewing Down South. I mean, we might not even have a company anymore, let alone a giant flagship store on the busiest shopping street in downtown Charleston. Shopify has been with me since day one through all of our e-commerce online, and then we brought it into our store to help us process payments. It makes collecting payments just, I mean, you don't even think about it. You know, we don't take cash in our store, which I know is crazy. This day and age, the fact that you can't walk into a store and buy something with cash anymore is nuts, but that's another talk. But for us, we only accept electronic payments, and Shopify allows us to do that seamlessly. Their card readers are the best we've ever used. We actually bring it to BravoCon and to all of our pop-up shops with us. Shopify is with me in Sewing Down South every day of my life. I can access all of my data in real time, all of my consumer data, and how consumers are behaving on our website or in the store, all from Shopify's easy-to-use app. So I think you should join me and Sewing Down South in using Shopify with your business. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Okay, great. We'll be right back, besties. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Nick, our handy dandy producer and bestie, is hanging out. I'm here with my co-host for this episode, Sarah Gretzky, joining us from Florida. Did you see that list that, oh, and go check out her podcast.
Cousins. Oh my God. Okay. You're just.
Oh, you know, maybe someone just.
No, you're so nice. It's so nice. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
We obviously, most of y'all know, but Sarah and I go way back, and as in her husband's bachelor party. And anyway, and a lot of fun trips and friendship moments. But have you, so this will be good to have a girl's perspective. Austin and I, last week, we saw the list that's going around saying that girls, that you should never take a girl on a first date. Did you see that list?
You should.
It's basically like all of my favorite places.
Oh, it was where you should not take her? What was it, like Chili's? That's my favorite restaurant.
Chili's was on there.
It's my favorite. Okay.
Okay. And I basically, like, we toured a park. We were just like, this is, whoever wrote this list, you don't want to date. Like, it was, you know, like, we started our podcast saying, like, you should be able to go drink, like, house red wine at Alp and have a good time with your partner. You know, like.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm more of a Chili's. Okay, see, I'm a Chili's gal, but yeah, okay.
Never been to
what?
I know.
Like, you've never been in, I mean, I realize how this makes me sound, you guys. I'm a Texas gal, but you've never been to a Chili's.
I mean, maybe at an airport, I had a beer at the bar, but no.
You've never had their Big Mouth Burger or their chips and salsa or their queso skillet?
I'll look for one in the airports this next coming week.
Oh, I'm like, it's like a thing on ours. Like, oh my God, I'm so gross. I'm so embarrassed, but I'm going to say it. I had Chili's the night before Sicily was born, like on purpose. Like, that was my meal of choice. Like, I was going to the hospital. I'm like, Ty, get me my Chili's.
That's your mate.
Yeah. Okay. And anyways, this list.
I have Outback delivered to my house.
Okay. So same.
Yeah. Paige's is like, you know, she loves PF Chang's. Anyway, I just said, like, on there was like bowling. And I was like, bowling's a great fucking date. Like, you get to talk and chill. Like,
yeah. So they're saying you can't do these things on a first date or ever.
First date. Yeah. This is like, absolutely. This is girls say will not go on a second date if you take them to X on a first date.
Like Cheesecake Factory, you know, Applebee's, like there is a bunch of weird stuff, yeah. But I assumed your reaction would be like ours, which it just sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can understand a couple, but like, let's just put ourselves, you know, let's put ourselves somewhere else. Like, if those are your restaurant options, like, you're doing it. Like, what are you mad about?
Right. And also, when I grew up, like, they were like kind of birthday restaurants. Like, we loved like a good, I mean, we,
yeah,
like,
no.
Pages in my life, but like Outback was like that was a big, like, not a big deal, but like, I was involved.
Yeah, Outback. I mean, I'm thinking like Longhorn Steakhouse. Is that a chain?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, okay. Like, I'm thinking like these places and they just don't want you to go there. Like, where do they want you to go? Like Carbone, Cipriani? Like, we're not in New York. And I'd love for my first date to be there, but.
The number one thing I said was, it's all about like what type of time you can spend together on the date. Like, I don't think the movies is a good first date because you don't get to talk.
No. No, I mean, okay, it's been forever since I've been on a first date, like forever, but I'm thinking like, okay, a coffee shop, is that more the vibe? Like, are we supposed to go get coffee?
Oh, see, well, so Craig said no to that one.
Well, no, I said I've never been on a coffee date because I always met people in bars and like whatever that, by the time we were going on a date, it would have been weird to take someone on a coffee date. We would have just been getting coffee. So like, I have a weird dating history. Like, I've never been on a first date with someone that I wasn't seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this just begs another question. Like, okay, first date. Like, what first date? Because you,
right,
blind date? Are you meeting in DMs? Yeah. Have you ever met before?
I think Austin said he liked the coffee idea, but also whatever works for you. The problem is whoever said that, any like the criteria of the date was important. Like, if the guy's asking you out this day and age, you should be pretty. People don't meet in person anymore. I'm saying, like,
yeah, no, you're right. And like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It was a whole thing, but I just didn't know. I guess the question is, are you going to judge a guy
by like, where he takes you?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Right. If I'm being honest, like, I probably would judge him.
It's not the only factor, but that's the thing. It's either like, you could take him to, like, here we have Halls. Like, if he takes you to Halls, that restaurant is going to be a big part of like what you're judging him on, but he better have personality to go with. Like, it can't totally just be like, I can buy you a steak dinner.
Exactly. So like, if a guy that I met, let's just say like he knew a little bit about me or he knew nothing about me and he took me to Chili's, I'd be like, okay, he pays attention. He knows I love Chili's, but he has to be fun and we have to have fun at Chili's, right? You can't just take me to Chili's and like expect me to just be the one. Like, you got to have fun. You got to be funny and let's have El Presidente Mark. But if he's taking me to some amazing steakhouse and he's a dud and I'm asleep, I'm like, okay, great. Thanks for nothing. Can I get this to go?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you guys. It's more than just where he takes you. But like, here's the thing though, if you're not really that interested and then he takes you to a shit place, you're like, okay, I'm done. But like, that's all you really needed, right?
And I think, yeah, there's just, I only ever met people like organically. Like, I wasn't in the internet world.
Yeah, no, me never.
And so I'm sure
it sounds so scary, to be honest. I don't think I could do it. I have nightmares that I have to like go on a first date again, and I don't know what I would do.
Oh, this is a good question for you, Sarah. Oh, okay. We have two good questions that it would be good to have a girl's perspective on. I'm so excited. I've been seeing this girl for a couple weeks now. We've gone on multiple dates and a couple movie nights at each of our places. Both have said that we're into each other, but every time her and her friends and my friends and I are going out to the bars and I see her and go up to her, she'll say hi and then completely ice me out to dance and talk with her friends. Like, I totally get wanting to do your thing with your friends, but if you're texting me to come and I come meet you at a bar and I walk up to you to start dancing with you and get boxed out completely, I don't know what to do. Like, one-on-one, we have a great time. Like, outside of that, she acts like she doesn't know. What is this?
Listen, I played tennis. I played volleyball. I don't need to play games outside of the court. Okay. Like, I am not a game person. I've never been a game person. I don't have time for games. I don't have the energy for games. I'm not doing it. So to me, that's a game. She's playing games and she's having fun, but that doesn't sound like fun to me.
Yeah, but you don't need to put your effort into it. Also, it's not very nice. Like, I wouldn't talk. If you acted like you didn't know me, I'd be like,
yeah, like what? So maybe she doesn't like you. I don't know. Maybe here's the thing. She's either playing games with you, hoping that you continue. She's putting you through a test, or she doesn't like you and she's just texting you because she's bored.
Yeah, honestly. I think probably leaning towards that.
Hang out together. They don't just text. They do go on like dates and stuff. This isn't Craig.
She's playing games.
Well,
and honestly,
It sounds like you're young. Like, don't you want someone that gets excited when they see you? Like,
yeah, like what? You have your whole rest of your life to ignore each other.
Yeah, like I'm not doing school bus like bullying. Like to me,
No, listen, it's a harsh world out there. You don't need it from the person who's supposed
and
to
let me tell
you,
okay, exactly what's gonna happen. You're gonna stop talking to her and then she's gonna like come up to you in the bar and like try to get on you. And yes, it'll feel good and you can laugh and be like, I won, but like you still shouldn't hang out with her.
Yeah, but you don't get a medal. Neither of you do. So I would just move on.
Yeah. Okay, is there a right way to break up with someone? I have been going out with a girl for 5 months. Can I do it over the phone or does it have to be in person? What are the protocols?
I'm the devil.
I've broken up with one person in my entire life. Like when I had to do it face to face, and it's awful.
I've done it with every person I've ever been with besides my husband, and I've done it every way you can imagine, okay? I've done it over text. I've done it face-to-face. I've done it over a phone call. Listen, 5 months, I don't want to downplay 5 months, but...
I used to, like, before ghosting had a term, I was, like, the fun, like, 2 to 3 week person, like, we'd hang out, or I don't know if I was the fun. I was the fun. Hopefully, people, like, had fun hanging with me and my friends for like 2 to 3 weeks. And then I would know if I would potentially like marry you or not, or like be my girlfriend or not. And if I knew that you are going to be my girlfriend, then I actually wouldn't waste any more of the person's time, or and I didn't want them to like me anymore.
Totally.
Because I knew it wasn't going anywhere. And I thought it would be selfish and based out of insecurity to continue. The problem is I would never communicate that to the person, and I would just stop talking
ghost.
To completely cold.
Okay, well, but 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes, 2 to 3 weeks. I made sure that it never got above 30 days because I would have felt terrible and I would have been like, I severely misled this person. So 5 months, even though it doesn't sound like that long.
No.
Long time.
I think what I was going to say is 5 months, it's more than Craig's 30-day limit. And I believe it deserves a conversation. It's not a text. I mean, I'm a hypocrite, though, but I wouldn't.
Unless she says, like, you do have to have a vocal conversation.
Yeah, but... You owe it to her. It's a guy and a girl.
And you shouldn't do it over the phone because I was going to say you can do it over the phone as long as she's okay with that. But she's going to ask to talk with you. And so you're going to eventually have to talk in person anyway. Like, you can't ghost.
Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm just
going to be like, well, can't we just talk about it in person? And like, I think after 5 months, it would be a complete mind fuck to go from dating someone to never like seeing them. I don't know. It's a tough
yeah,
one.
No, I mean, that's why breakups is hard, right? Because everybody, some people want closure, some people don't. It all depends on like what.
There's never really closure. You're like. There,
that's what I was going to say. There's never closure. So even.
Stop picking you. There's still no.
So even if you're like, can we please meet, I mean, to any girls or guys who are think they might be getting broken up with. Listen, if someone's breaking up with you, just let them. Okay. Because yeah, even if I've you meet.
Like, you know, I've been on both sides of it. Like, you know, and you just. And
oh, same.
As you write out, I remember one of my best friends, like it happened to him after it had happened to me. Like I was further along in my journey and he like had been keeping notes for like, you know, like a week because she's like, in a week we'll talk. And in my head, I knew that she was going to push it and push it. And then yep. Like, you know, finally that day, like Saturday at 11 when they were supposed to get coffee, he's like, she just texted me and was like, actually, I'm busy. And I was like, dude, all of that stuff that you like, you know, your brain doesn't stop racing when that's going, when you're being broke with.
No.
But I've been speaking recently around like the country and something I say, I'm like, who can you name anyone or do you know anyone that isn't better off after a breakup? Like, is there anyone that you know that you're like, you know what? 10 years ago, that person wouldn't have broken up with them. I bet they'd still be happy. Like, everyone ends up being better off.
Yeah. I mean, I can think of like a handful of people that I know, but yes.
That's what I need to like. Basically, my point is like, you're going to be okay.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You'll look back and laugh.
Yes. Like it's yes. Not,
but you're 100. Hey, what was I so stressed out about?
You're 100% right. Something we always say on our podcast is whatever is going on, it's always worse in your mind. So whatever it is that you have to do or need to do or are afraid to do or putting off doing, whatever it is, it's worse in your mind. As soon as you do it, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. I'm not talking about a breakup, but it could be a breakup.
Look, as the breaker upper, you will never feel better. Well, I hope you feel better. Then, wow. I was about to say you will never feel better than the moment after you do it. It's just fucked up. But honestly, you will be so released.
Yeah, you're liberated and you can breathe finally. And sometimes, hey, a lot of people want to break up with people, but they just don't have the guts to. So you never know. If you're going to break up with someone, they might actually be really thankful. So.
Well, and they might know that it's not going to work out either. Like that's the case where you're like, look, this is not good, but I care about you. And totally. Let's see.
Oh my God, these are like juicy. We never answer questions like this because Natalie and I are both bitches.
Well, people are like, our besties really trust us now.
And no.
Yeah, like more, like better. Like we've had some crazy, like affair ones or not affair, but like I know like, oh, like my buddy, like it's like, dude, my buddy's girlfriend cheats on him all the time. He fuck, like she sucks. And like, how do I like, he like never listens to me, but like I know the guy that she's hooking up with. Like, how do I tell him? And we're like,
oh my
dude.
God. Yeah. Wow.
And then we had the.
The
top one is a fan. Okay. Tell me yours.
No. I was going to say we had one juicy one, and all it was is that she had been fantasizing about her neighbor. And she like didn't know what to do, but we needed details because we were like, what kind of fantasizing? Like, tell us the extent of it. Well, then she told us it actually is her ex-boyfriend and now he's her neighbor. It got serious. Wow. And Natalie and I were like, threw our hands up. We're screaming in the mics, but that's as crazy as we've gotten. Yeah, you're like, crazy.
I thought you were having this wild lawnmower fantasy and now, no, you're just fantasizing about looking up.
Yeah.
The one was... the guy and this and his fiance like love each other so much, but her family is like unbearable and they like live in the same town now. And he's thinking about he's like, her sister's such a bitch. Like her parents, like he was like, he's like, so I'm thinking about applying for a job, like, you know, 10 hours away. And she's like, he's like, so what do I do? Do I tell her? I don't know.
Like, oh, that's tough.
Yeah. There are questions like that.
No, but they trust you guys because they've seen you guys handle these things like on a daily basis on your show.
Which, to tell a layperson, common folk that Craig and Austin are where they go for advice, that I feel like people would think it's a little silly.
Hey, you are someone's savior.
Okay, And then we'll do why do some people like being single? It says looking at the two of you, which that still applies here. Not, oh no, I don't like being single. I think
that was directed at me. It was a DM we got. So it was about me and Austin.
Oh, well, and Austin doesn't like being single either. I hate that I am single, but cannot seem to find the right guy. My girlfriends say I'm too picky and need to let things develop. But if I know what I want, why should I waste my time? What do you think the appropriate amount of time is to give someone if you're not into them right away? I don't think you should give them. Well, I'll let Sarah answer.
Okay. Now, I'd need to know a little bit more, like, how, what kind of picky is she being? But I think there is something to be said, and I know this might sound crazy, but if you're not initially attracted, and I don't mean, like, this person's a dog. I just mean, like, if you're, like, not really my type, you might need to take that. Nick's face was like, oh, God. But, you know, let's say, for instance, I know this is so, like, this sounds so cheesy and cliche, but if you like brunettes and he's a blonde, is she being that picky? Give him 2 or 3 dates. You know what I mean? Like, I think that I'm huge on, like, if you can make me laugh, or if you have a good, like, seeing how you are with your friends or your family, like, I can really be attracted to someone based on their, like, not way of life, but I mean, obviously I have to be attracted to them, but I just mean, I think that for me personally, it doesn't sound like she's being picky. You know, I do think, like, get what you deserve. Don't settle for anything less. Yeah. But I would give, what do you think, 3 dates?
Well, I mean, you got to have physical chemistry right off the bat.
You have to, like, be interested.
Right, you have to be interested. I think this is more, I think this is probably, because I have some friends like this where they just, the friends think putting them with someone will, like, satisfy the fact that they want a boyfriend. They're like, cool, well, we found a guy that'll be your boyfriend. Just date him. Like, give him a chance. Looks better on paper. And, like, just because someone looks good on paper doesn't mean they're getting life. But yes, you're right. You do need more time. Like, if he doesn't fit your vision board, then you need to give him 8.
Like, yeah, like, if you don't want someone who's doctor,
you know,
or like don't settle if you're like, I don't like guys who smoke and he smokes. Okay, no, let's not, like, you don't need to.
If you're like, I just, you know,
I'm talking more surface, you know, like, oh, I want a rich guy, or I want a guy who looks like this, or I want a guy who does this career. Okay, well, you know, maybe let's just give him, you know, a day or two.
Yeah, like a chance.
Yeah, give him a chance. But I also think, like we were saying earlier, like, you attract what you're putting out there. And so, you know, a lot of times people I know who are like, oh, I'm always single, and why can't I find anyone? Secretly, deep down, they don't want it. You know, like, you really have to put yourself out there and be vulnerable to meet someone. And so I think that's step one, if we're taking steps. Step one is, like, really being like, okay, I got nothing to lose. Here we go.
Yeah, just put yourself out there. And everyone wants company. Well, Sarah, Paige, we'll just give people a list of what you're watching right now, because Paige is watching Lessons in Chemistry. I do not. So what are some shows that you're watching?
Well, okay, besides Bravo, I'm watching basically everything that's on Bravo right now. I am watching, I started to rewatch The Mindy Project. I watched, oh my God, what did I watch? Ty and I just watched The New Planet Earth that came out. It's wild on Netflix. Okay. Wild.
I gotta, well, that's something I'm gonna watch with Paige, so.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, there's like dinosaurs. Like, it's very AI. It's really crazy. Then there's also this one that we are watching. It's something on, I forget the name, of course. It's on Netflix, but it's about Gotti. It's like Gotti or something. I don't know. It's a mobster one.
Well, you can actually see both me and Sarah coming up, because you're going to come to my luncheon, right?
Yeah, I am.
So November 10th, I am the celebrity chair of this Cribs for Kids event from Clinics Can Help. And so November 10th at the Sailfish Club in Palm Beach, I will be having like a lunch. I think there's like 200 people there. Everyone gets a Sewing Down South pillow with their attendance.
Oh,
I'm
going to
speak
God.
A little bit, but there's like incredible people there. I know Zimmerman is the like design
obsessed
there.
The best.
Why do I always forget her first name?
I don't know who it is.
But D. Hilfiger, Tommy Hilfiger's wife, be there. And our friend Kathy Theophilus.
Yeah.
Anyway, come see us in Palm Beach, November 10th at the Sailfish Club. You can find tickets online. Just Google it. And it's always a pleasure having you here, Sarah. Check out our pillowsandbeer.com. Our live tour schedule. Sarah's got a podcast called Causing a Scene.
Oh my God, no, thank you. This was so fun. You have to come back on. Austin has to come back on.
Yeah, if you listen to our podcast, we have been guest host over there before.
Yeah, yours was fun. Yours was really funny.
It will be, yeah. It's always a good time with you. I like doing different podcasts because it's just
it's
like,
fun. Yeah. That's why I'm like, we don't really do questions like this. So that was like, this was a totally different experience for me. Oh my God. I hope I like passed the test. I'm really scared.
All right, I think you passed the test, and hope everyone's having a nice week, and we'll see you next episode of Pillows and Beer.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.